Hello and welcome to the Lauder Institute podcast. My name is Edward and today I'll be talking with Sean from the German Summer Immersion Program. Hi Sean, how are you?
Very good.
So why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what led you to the Lauder Institute?
Sure. As an undergraduate, I studied German and political science and I studied abroad in Germany during my undergraduate. After graduating, I went to Germany for about a year and then I was working up in Boston. For about 4 years. So as I approached 5 years out of undergraduate, I was thinking about an MBA. And I wanted to do something that both leveraged my international experience and was a bit more academically rigorous than just your typical MBA. The Lauder Institute appealed to me because it added the additional international component some of the social science pieces, allowing me to work on more research and writing skills in addition to what I was going to learn in the MBA. And while you do get the extra degree, the fact that you could do it within the normal time span of an MBA appealed to me a lot.
Where did you do your undergraduate?
I was at Middlebury College in Vermont.
So now, where did you went to Germany, I presume, on the summer immersion trip?
Yep. So our immersion actually started in Brussels. We did a 4-day conference meant for MBA students looking at the European Union, and it included about 50 students from MBA programs throughout Europe and the U.S. We went there with the French track and the German track. So we landed in Brussels, spent the first 4 days there, and then we went directly to Munich, where we spent 5 weeks, the bulk of our time abroad. And then we moved, after 5 weeks, we moved from Munich to Frankfurt, and then spent about 10 days in Frankfurt. Drove to Berlin, and on the way to Berlin, we spent 2 nights in Weimar, and then spent about 10 days in Berlin.
So a little over a month then?
About 2 months.
2 months. So there's 3 components, I understand, to the summer immersion program, the cultural, academic, and the business visits. What businesses did you visit?
We visited about 14 companies, and they fell into different categories. There were some American companies or international companies that are your typical companies that would recruit MBAs at Wharton. We visited McKinsey and BCG, McKinsey in Munich, BCG in Berlin, as well as Goldman Sachs and some other banks in Frankfurt. Then we also visited a lot of German companies. Some of them we visited some private equity and venture capital firms that were very small, mostly connections that we had through previous Lauder alumni. We visited some more marquee German companies like BASF and some companies from the Mittelstand like HIP, which is Europe's largest baby food maker and the first organic or one of the early food companies to make all its products organic. And then we also visited some more public sector entities like the state government in Munich and federal bank.
So what do you feel that you learned from going to Europe and visiting with these different companies?
Yep. So the company visits were incredibly helpful. So they took on every visit was a bit different. When we went to McKinsey and PIMCO and BCG and Goldman Sachs, companies like that, they were really focused on giving us information about the company from a recruiting standpoint. Not that they were evaluating us, but they did see us as prospects for potentially coming to work in Germany for their firms. So they were very interested in impressing us with their firm and the things that they're doing. So we learned a lot about their work and what they do. Other companies that were less focused on recruiting, or not that any of were really purely focused, but mm-hmm. sort of what their interest was,
right.
Varied somewhat. To like I mentioned it, HIP. That visit was more of just a company visit. We got a tour of their plant, their manufacturing, a little bit of history about the company. We met with a senior person from the company, and they talked about the issues that they're facing and that sort of thing, but not so much focused on wooing us or giving us any background that would be related to recruiting.
So we've spoken about the business aspect of the immersion program. Could you speak a little bit about the academic component?
Right. Well, so the first piece, there's, I suppose, two more or less academic pieces, and it flows into the cultural piece as well. There's the language and then learning about German culture and a little bit of the history. The real focus of the entire program is to give you an opportunity to immerse yourself in the language. So everything was centered around that and used some cultural and business settings as a vehicle to get you to practice your language. So when we were in Munich particularly, we had quite a bit of class time, sometimes 4 hours, 5 hours a day when we weren't doing a company visit. And those classes were primarily focused on getting us to speak, but we studied various cultural aspects of German history and German culture as a vehicle to speak. So we did some readings and would discuss current events as well as like art history or various historical movements in Germany.
So you didn't just concentrate, in other words, on solely the business aspect. You also looked at
that's right. Yeah, and we also did quite a few visits that were culturally focused, mm-hmm. museums and trips out into the countryside. We did a hike in the Alps on one weekend, things like that. Oh. So it was quite varied.
What would you say was a typical day like during the trip, or was there no typical day?
So there was no typical day per se, but every day shared the one characteristic in that they were full. There was always a lot going on. I would say when we were in Munich, a typical day would be getting up, showing up at the institute that we were studying at 8:30 for one-on-one instruction that you did once or twice a week, and then class from 9 to 12, a quick break for lunch, and maybe class from 1 to 3, and followed by some event in the evening. Maybe a visit to a museum or a company or something like that. But even that routine had more exceptions than normal days. So it every day had some sort of event going on, and the schedule was quite varied. And then when we moved from Munich to the other cities, really every day was different. There were always different programs. We tried to get in some language instruction different days, but it was tended to be squeezed in between events and meetings mm-hmm. with different companies. Everything was contingent upon the schedules that we were able to get with the companies we were visiting and the alumni we were visiting and that sort of thing.
So you really felt that you got to interact then with the companies and the people in Germany?
Yep. So every company visit we did, mostly, partly because of the nature of our group, it was only 5 students. So every company visit we did was very interactive. Some companies had formal presentations, like PIMCO had a formal one. We visited Estee Lauder, and they had quite a formal presentation. But even those were very flexible and involved a lot of interaction and discussion between the students and the and the company representatives.
So what was your favorite part of the immersion experience?
Well, I really enjoyed I actually did learn a lot and really enjoyed the company visits, but maybe the best part was getting back to Germany, visiting some friends that I had had there, and watching Germany make it to the finals, or not the finals, but playing in the European Cup.
Oh, wow. Sounds exciting. Did you get to see any games? Or?
Well, we didn't see any games live. They were all in Switzerland and Austria. But we did go to the bars and watch the games there. We watched some from the there was actually one game that we watched. We were in a beer garden after our PIMCO event. They took us out to dinner in a beer garden, and then we watched the game with them on the big screens. So Germany was very crazy about the tournament, as you can imagine. And so anywhere you went had huge screens and was packed with people. So
If I were going into the German program as a first-year student about to go on the summer trip, what advice would you give me to prepare?
I would say bring some energy, because it's a fully packed program, and it really is nonstop. Even before you get to Germany, the month of May, it will seem to you to be May is on campus. It will seem pretty fully packed, and it only accelerates from there. Wharton just accelerates consistently throughout the entire experience in terms of what you're doing and how much you're doing. And the German program is no exception. It's the program is very tightly packed with just an incredible amount of activities and visits and learning that you're doing during the visit. So, you know, come ready to be actively engaged and to actively engage the people you meet on the trip, and take any opportunities you can to use the language, be immersed in it, and meet Germans.
Great. Well, I think that's some good advice. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Lauder Podcast. For previous episodes or to learn more about the Lauder Institute, please visit our website at lauderinstitute.org.